All right, as we hit 8:32 WNSP Sports time, let's get up to the Plains right now. I can tell you, since my son is an Auburn alum, that he has really, really been looking forward to the Auburn basketball, especially in lieu of what's going on with football. And who better to tell us what's going on than the head coach, Bruce Pearl. Coach, good morning and welcome to WNSP's opening kickoff. You know, I always appreciate when you take time to join me. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Very good. All right, let's get your opinion. How would you grade your team's first game against George Mason last night?
Well, you know, I thought we made a good team struggle. They're not a great team, but they are a good team. In the Atlantic 10, you know, same league as Dayton and St. Louis and, you know, some good programs. And you'll pick somewhere in the middle of that league or the upper half. And had a lot of veterans, a lot of seniors, a lot of grad students. And the way we guarded, I thought our effort and our energy was great. And I will tell you, I don't ever remember a home opener being that, like, intense in Neville Arena. I mean, it was on fire. It elevated our kids as far as their effort and their energy. And you know, to hold that team to 52 points was a good start.
So I didn't get a chance. It wasn't televised on any of my channels. I have been to the Auburn games where you've been coaching. So you're telling me it was almost the fans were admits. Were they lined up about a mile outside like they were last year?
They were. They were absolutely lined up, and they were down the street, and the student section was full. And it was like an SEC, you know, big SEC game atmosphere. I can wrap it up. It was surprising, even to me. The game was a virtual sellout, and now we made a lot of mistakes. We had a lot of breakdowns in communication. We had a lot of breakdowns as far as some of our execution, our offensive execution, which you would anticipate. But I thought that what we lacked in that execution, we made up for with our defense and our physicality.
Bruce, you may disagree with me, and I certainly would appreciate that. But in my opinion, basketball, college basketball, especially, is a guards game. And you have the three key guards back from last year. Are there a lot of similarities with this year's team, or are there a lot of differences?
As far as similarities versus differences, you know, we do have some veteran guards back, and so they're playing in different roles. You know, Wendell Green is more of a leader. Katie is somebody that, you know, we're looking to go from good to great and asking for more consistency. You know, Zepp Jasper is still such an important cog as far as his on-ball defense and his tenacity. You know, Alan Frank and Chris Moore, Trey Donaldson, we've got some really good depth in the backcourt, and the key is just to see our guys continue to develop their roles, you know, through the early parts of the season. You know, you'd think that coaches already got the roles assigned and developed, and we really don't yet.
Well, again, as I look back to that year you went to the Final Four, and quite frankly, it was the guards that, you know, the Harper and the Browns. Last year, there was a lot of attention given to your front court. You lost Smith and Kessler to the NBA. Who replaces them?
Well, John Broom and Yoan Traylor are two kids that we brought in that I just couldn't be happier with. I knew that yet. I haven't done that yet. Okay. And I just couldn't be happier with them. But they're not going to be Walker Kessler and Jabari Smith. They're just not. They're not. And so what I've got to do is it's the everybody else. It's sort of the other players and how the other players respond and how much better is Wendell, how much better is KD, Al, Chris. And we do have some guys returning, and I think that's the key. That's the key to, you know, I think our season. Jen and I came in, scored the first 4 points of the game for us. You know, he and Dylan Cardwell together at the center position. I'll play George Mason Center, and George Mason Center was first team all conference. So that was very exciting to see those guys. I'll play him at, you know, both ends of the floor. And then Yoan is, and Jalen Williams are playing the power forward position. And so together, you know, they've got to, you know, kind of take over for Jabari and, you know, Jalen where you're going. I thought they both did well. Yoan's got great upside. He's got great upside. He's a young freshman, and he's got a lot to learn, but he's got great talent, great work ethic.
You got a bunch of players on that team who've been around a while. Moore sticks out. Williams, you mentioned Cardwell. You must have something going really good, Coach, to keep them from transferring. In this day and age of transferring, the fact that they've stayed as long as they have, and even though they've been backups, there must be something about this program that they really like.
You know, Lee, honestly, it's Auburn. It's just the university. It's the campus. It's the people. It's the culture. It's the way they're loved. It's the way they're supported. You know, our kids don't transfer because they're happy here. They're happy as student-athletes. They're happy as citizens, you know. We love our God. We love our country. We love to train. We love to work hard. We love Auburn and try to live like Auburn men and women. And I just think that is an environment that, fosters them. They'd be giving up an awful lot if they decided they want to do something else.
I look at your schedule, and I'm very familiar with teams like George Mason. They went to the Final Four a few years ago. These are not pushover teams. I think you schedule good opponents. But I go back to last year when you went to that tournament, and to me, what I saw there, I think there was a loss to Connecticut, but wins over Syracuse, and I don't remember the last team you defeated in there. That game, coming of age for this team. Is there a point before you get to the conference schedule, a coming of age part of the schedule that you feel will really give you a better idea about this team?
You know, Lee, I think what you try to do is you take every game. We've got good opponents. These first four teams have South Florida on Friday night. South Florida almost beat us down there last year. They're not a great team, but they are from a good league. You know, the American Conference, and they're at our level. And then we've got Winthrop next week, and a few games before we head down to Cancun, where the schedule gets a little tougher. And then when we come back on Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we play a St. Louis team that'll probably be undefeated, and we'll be in the top 25. That'll be the hardest opponent, that'll be on our schedule to that point. And so my biggest thing is, honestly, like tomorrow, like how much better are we going to be tomorrow from the mistakes that we made last night? And that's going to be the key to our season.
You play a lot of players. You did yesterday. Are you hoping to get down to 8 or 9? Or are you going to continue to go 10, 11? And who are you going to rotate your starters? Because last year, I think pretty much you knew who the starting five was. Do you know in your mind right now who the starting five should be?
I'd say that there are probably two or three guys out there in the starting five right now that are. But I definitely have got a. There's still some positions there where I could potentially have some flexibility, and we will not go under 9 or 10. This team will play 9 or 10 all season long.
What's the relationship between you and Katie Johnson right now? he seems like a handful, at least going back to last year. Has it changed any this year?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. What's the relationship right now? So what's your relationship with your wife? Sometimes you wake up and the relationship's great, and then in the afternoon, something happens, and then it's always different. It's a great question. What's your relationship right now? Katie is a guy that has got next level ability and speed and quickness and power, and he's a problem out there on the floor for us. I wouldn't trade him for anything in the world. But my relationship with him is good. I'm trying to get KD from going where he gives us a tremendous spark to where he gives us tremendous play at both ends of the floor with more consistency.
You're listening to Auburn Basketball, Coach Bruce Pearl. Again, I can't help but go back a few years ago on your run to the Final Four, Harper and Brown, the way they shot threes. You got your backcourt intact, but can they duplicate? Can they shoot threes as well as the guys did prior to them?
And they don't need to, but they need to shoot them better than we're shooting them right now. Look, Harper and Brown were prolific, and that was a big part of our run to the Final Four. We don't have that ability right now. We've got other abilities, we have other strengths, but we do need to do a better job of making open shots.
Bruce, when you recruit, and let's face it, you're right up there among the best at recruiting. How much of getting let's say some top recruits to come in, showing what has happened at Auburn, where it's like every year a player's leaving and going in the first round of the NBA. How does that figure into it? Are kids really impressed by that?
I mean, they are. They're impressed by it. But you know what? It's, you know, it's, look, we've recruited the Auburn culture, winning championships, getting to the pros, you know, and I think it still matters. But there are more complicated things now. The NIL piece is a big part of it right now, and we've got to be able to compete on the, in the NIL space. And we're working on that. You know, I'd say that in basketball we're probably a little bit behind. I'm hoping that we're getting caught up, and we'll be able to compete in that area.
Tell me about the freshman you brought in. I think that he had once committed to LSU. I don't know how to say his last name, and you can help me out there.
Yoan Traore. He's a really talented kid. He's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He's going to be an NBA player. Just getting started in the game. He's got a lively, big body. He can shoot the basketball. He's got a good feel for the game. But he is young, so he's got a lot to learn. And I think there are going to be times when he's going to, you know, make you go ooh and ah, and there are going to be times he's going to make you go uh-oh.
In terms of enthusiasm, and I've always figured that you on the bench, you're about as enthusiastic as most coaches. Can you match Cadillac Williams as far as being energetic?
No. I'm a Chevrolet. Cadillac is a Cadillac. I mean, there's no comparison. You know, he is Auburn football, and he is the passion and the emotion of Auburn, and it's amazing. That's not amazing. It's wonderful. You know, to watch our team compete and play hard, and you know, we were down 21, right? I mean, we were down 20, whatever it was, and those kids never quit on him, and he didn't quit on them, and it was fun to see. And I do think our fan base will come out and try to create a great environment for them to see if they can upset Texas A&M or beat Texas A&M.
Well, like I say, in my talks with Auburn alum, they just can't wait. Now the season's underway, so I know they'll be following your team. And tickets are hard to come by. Do you have any recommendations? I guess get them in Atlanta when you go to face Memphis or something?
No, absolutely. No, seriously, Lee, that's exactly right. We play Memphis in Atlanta. Memphis could be top 10 by the time we play them. That'll be another benchmark game for sure. You know, come see us on the road. And the other thing, too, is, you know, come to Auburn Arena, even sometimes when a game's sold out, because we've got standing room, and not all times everybody show. And so they'll sell some tickets day of the game. They will. And, you know, so I encourage people to continue to still come out.